Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. The Taoist Art of Love, Part 1. In order to help all men who want to fulfill their lives through eroticism and spiritual sexuality, we will give you some advice from the Taoist Art of Love. At first glance, the Taoist Art of Love seems to be a completely different method from the Western points of view on sexuality and erotic techniques. The technique and the practice of the Art of Love have formed during centuries the fundamental principle of sexual intercourse in China. The essential principles of this art are the control over ejaculation, the importance of a controlled female orgasm, and the understanding of the fact that a male orgasm is not synonymous with ejaculation. The Taoist Art of Love, Part 2. Intercourse without ejaculation represents the euphoric disappearance of all tensions. It is capable of repeating itself, and it is not explosive like ejaculation. This is a pleasure that fulfills you through a state of profound silence, an amazing, sensual, and infinitely prolonged fusion, alongside a euphoric feeling that extends beyond bodies and feelings. Once ejaculation is under control, the man can benefit from a lot of other advantages besides maintaining his vitality. First of all, and perhaps most important, he will never leave his woman unsatisfied because he can make love as often as he needs, and he's also able to prolong the erotic act as long as he wants. First of all, he will never leave his woman unsatisfied because he can make love as often as he needs, and he's able to prolong the erotic act as long as he wants. The Mysteries of the Perfumed Garden, An Ideal Ambience in Lovemaking, Part 1. Yogi teaching enhances the importance of smell associated with prana, which represents vitality in every being, with the ascendant energy in the human body, and with the principle of cosmic unity. Nice-smelling herbs, natural oils, and incense are endowed with the power of stimulating one's creative attitude and spiritual elevation. Due to these qualities, perfumes represent an important section of rites and mystic rituals, even to this day. The Mysteries of the Perfumed Garden, An Ideal Ambience in Lovemaking, Part 2. Perfume and incense have always been connected to sexuality, in all cultures. A long time ago, science has acknowledged that sexual instinct is stimulated by smell, for both people and animals. But you should know that animals have a much better sense of smell. A natural way of life leads to a substantial increase in your ability to smell. You will be able to experience subtle smells that you couldn't even imagine before. Yama and Niyama, the Hindu commandments. The truth that reflects the ultimate reality does not represent the exclusive possession of one person, group, or spiritual system. God revealed the supreme truth to certain human beings, who transmitted them to humanity orally or in the form of writings, according to their needs, temperament, level of consciousness, and the degree of development of mankind at a certain moment. The divine messengers, named saints, sages, prophets, or initiates, regardless of the geographic space they were in or religion they belonged to, have announced certain rules, guiding principles, or commandments, which allow human beings to feel and manifest the universal harmony when respected. Thus, in the West there are the Ten Commandments, while in the East there are the Ten Rules of Ethical and Moral Attitude. In other words, Yama and Niyama. Such guiding rules are characteristic to any spiritual path. Please stay with us, because before we conclude our broadcasting day, we shall perform a meditation on the state of compassion. This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. The Taoist Art of Love, Part 1. In order to help all men who want to fulfill their lives through eroticism and spiritual sexuality, we will give you some advice from the Taoist Art of Love. At first glance, the Taoist art of love seems to be a completely different method from the Western points of view on sexuality and erotic techniques. The technique and the practice of the art of love have formed, during centuries, the fundamental principle of sexual intercourse in China. It is important to know that the technique we call coitus reservatus has been practiced for more than 2,000 years without hurting a human being's sanity or health in any way. The essential principles of this art are the control over ejaculation, the importance of a controlled female orgasm, and the understanding of the fact that male orgasm is not synonymous with ejaculation. What do ancient Taoist texts say? And what do modern sex specialists say? Motto: while some fall because of the earth, other more intelligent people rise up with its help. According to Kularnava Tantra, something to think about. By taking some information from the ancient Eastern tradition, modern sexology conforms certain essential aspects on human sexuality. Americans and Frenchmen have published two reports called the HIT Report and the Plenitude Program. Both studies claim that the main error most people make due to ignorance and habit is to think that orgasm and ejaculation, along with its feminine counterpart, are the same thing. There is nothing more false than that. Several orgasms can be experienced without ejaculation or any other sort of discharge. Modern sexology also made some progress towards couple harmony, taking into account the factors that disturb the harmony of a couple. For example, the short period of an erotic game. Swedish sex specialists described a special way of approach called caressa. It was time for the state of erotic fulfillment in a couple to appear. They said that making intercourse last longer would help the lovers emotionally mature. Also, the Swedish doctors insisted upon making the foreplay last longer so that the woman is more prepared and sexually aroused for intercourse. They also recommended delaying the ejaculation or discharge for as long as possible by entering static positions at the peaks of pleasure. Western statistics show that the average period of time it takes for a man to reach his ejaculatory orgasm is about 5 to 10 minutes. And that period has been further reduced because of nervous tension, inappropriate food, and especially because of cigarettes, coffee, and alcohol, which greatly diminish a man's virility. In women's case, things are different. Statistics have shown that a woman needs at least half an hour in order to reach her orgasm. So you can see how hard it is for a woman to experience a state of deep satisfaction and erotic fulfillment when the man is not prepared. This is the main cause of women's irritability and irascibility. This situation can be improved, but only through changing one's perspective on sexuality. Have you ever thought about what was the reason why medical research shows that 90% of women do not experience an orgasm? A Taoist philosopher, Wu Hien, very clearly said, "The masculine belongs to the yang. Yang's particular property is that it can be easily aroused, but it also gives up that arousal very quickly. The feminine belongs to the yin. Yin's particular property is that it is slow and even hard to arouse, but it is also hard to stop after it's aroused. Tao has been taught for thousands of years. The fundamental idea of the Taoist philosophy is that the energy that penetrates everything is the source of life. In the universal structure of things and phenomena, the human being is a tiny little creature that cannot hope for harmony or a happy life unless it lives in balance with this subtle macrocosmic source of life and power. Tao is the infinite energy of nature. The one who wants to practice Tao has to be relaxed, or in other words, open and natural, in order to be able to enter into perfect resonance with this infinite energy. The Taoist art of love has been structured on the principles of this philosophy, without artifice, prudent, and filled with power and flexibility. The ancient Taoist texts recommend frequent interruptions during sexual intercourse in order to indefinitely prolong its duration. It gives the woman the possibility to feel and control her orgasm and a man the possibility to learn to control himself and his discharge little by little, finishing by suppressing it completely. The most amazing conclusion that sex specialists Masters and Johnson have reached is that the man does not need to ejaculate at all when he makes love, except for the moment when he wants to have children. This is extremely important, especially when he is more than 50 years old. TEOS specialists say that the man should master the art of delaying his ejaculation indefinitely until his loved one has reached enough orgasms to satisfy her. He doesn't have to waste his semen foolishly through ejaculation. TEOS teach us that the male orgasm and ejaculation are not the same thing. Only ignorance can make us think that ejaculation is the peak of pleasure. After it, the man becomes tired and sleepy. His eyes become heavy, he becomes thirsty, and his limbs are numbed. During ejaculation, he experiences a short state of happiness, and after that, several days of exhaustion. But if the man reduces and completely controls ejaculation, he will feel his body become stronger, his mind become refreshed, his hearing become a lot finer, and his sight more penetrating. If he refuses the short, pleasurable sensation that ejaculation brings, his pleasure and his love for his woman will constantly increase. The Taoist Art of Love, Part 2. Intercourse without ejaculation represents the euphoric disappearance of all tensions. It is capable of repeating itself, and it's not explosive like ejaculation. This is a pleasure that fulfills you through a state of profound silence, an amazing and voluptuous, sensual and infinitely prolonged fusion, alongside a euphoric feeling that extends beyond bodies and feelings. There is a feeling of telepathic union with a gigantic whole, and not a sensation of waste, exhaustion, and separation, like in the case of ejaculation. It is a sentiment of a strong relation to the universe. You can literally feel the other on a lot of levels, not in a selfish individual spasm that often excludes the other one in the case of you-know-what. Once ejaculation is under control, the man can benefit from a lot of other advantages besides maintaining his vitality. First of all, he will never leave his woman unsatisfied because he can make love as often as he needs, and he is also able to prolong the erotic act as long as he wants. Second of all, each of the two will be able to enjoy the other's essence, the man the woman's yin essence and the woman the man's yang essence. Thus, both of them will be able to experience an unbelievably spiritualizing inner peace that could never be equalized by other couples, which make love in a common and inferior way, discharging their potential through ejaculation. Once freed from sexual and emotional tensions and inhibitions, you will find yourself completely changed in a relationship because of your perfect control over your sexual energies. For many men, sexuality has remained at the lowest level, where it is nothing more than food. It is an attempt to take love from the outside and a childish desire to permanently be satisfied. That is where jealousy and envy come from. These two break up a lot of couples. Many of them waste years looking for love and then they lose every chance to get what they are looking for. Sexuality that is not spiritually integrated is a permanent rush for something outside the self, a fruitless search for self-security. Uncertainty can create negative feelings like jealousy or guilt, and most of us don't even realize it. It is easy to notice that the life of a lot of couples becomes boring, monotonous, and unhappy after a number of years spent together. One of the reasons is that the men usually lose their virility through ejaculation. Thus, they lose their special yang energy. Nature is generous and giving, but after years of repeated discharge, there will be an unavoidable loss of their sexual appetite. If the couple does not discover the way to turn sexual energy into effective, pure, and refined energy, the relationship is in danger of becoming a shadow of its former self. This energy that can turn into true love is repeatedly lost through ejaculation. At a certain moment, a man can be indifferent or even turn against his lover when he subconsciously realizes that he lost his powerful energies that could have really made him happy. Often, some sort of crisis can occur because of the very strong emotional connection between lovers that has been created during years of sexual intercourse and vital discharges. Part of the sexual energy that hasn't disappeared has sustained this emotional connection, and they can't understand how their relation still exists, even though they are bored and tired. The loss of erotic appetite between regular lovers is often due to the loss of their sexual energy. The man has to amplify his yang energy and the woman has to amplify her yin energy in order to increase the attraction between them. Certain couples obtain this temporarily by spending separate holidays or by sleeping in separate beds. Sexual continence in a couple helps the two lovers get to know happiness and discover an unlimited source of erotic happiness. Practicing transmutation and sublimating the sexual energy will lead to the elimination of a major breakup cause. It can also solve a problem that is seldom met in a marriage: the lack of energy to solve certain things. The stress for both parents who want to participate in their children's education can destroy a lot of couples. They have never enough time for making love, if one of them is asleep or exhausted. By using techniques for waking up, amplifying and controlling sexual energy, both the husband and the wife can go back to their daily life with plenty of vigor and be able to see all the beauty that surrounds them. When energy is free to circulate to the whole body, even the most boring thing becomes interesting and alive again. Sexual energy is the thing that keeps the body, the mind, and the spirit together. As long as it is not integrated harmoniously into your lives, you will feel unfulfilled. Tao teaches us that every human being has a gigantic energetic potential, and that each of us can experience unimaginable states of pleasure. The vicious dependency upon sex as emotional food can be easily overcome. We can get to this by keeping our seminal fluids inside and by transmuting them into subtle forms of energy. Thus, you can experience a state of extraordinary happiness even after a sexual intercourse. The intelligent man can understand that the source of happiness is inside him. When sexual energy is completely controlled and sublimated, he can even reach the state of cosmic ecstasy, of cosmic bliss. The three principles. There are three essential principles that can be found in the Taoist art of love. They are the fruits of an experience that have been accumulated over thousands of years. Number one, the man must totally suppress his tendency or desire to ejaculate by experiencing passion and erotic pleasure, but not letting himself be controlled by it. Number two, ejaculation is exhausting and it is not the peak of erotic ecstasy. Being associated with an enormous loss of sexual potential, subtle energy and vital fluids that will lead to exhaustion and sadness sooner or later. Number three, there is a special emphasis on the feminine orgasm, multiple, ample and controlled. These three principles are the basis of the secret art of loving that belonged to the ancient Chinese. The Taoists consider that sexual harmony automatically leads to a subtle union of the couple, in harmony with the infinite benefic energies found in the universe. Thus, it opens unbelievable possibilities to access the superior but invisible dimensions. The union between a man and a woman creates a blissful miniature whole that corresponds to the macrocosmic whole and to the supreme divine spirit.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. The mysteries of the perfumed garden as ideal ambiance in lovemaking. Yogi knowledge enhances the importance of smell associated with initial prana, the vitality in every being, with the ascendant energy in the human body, and with the principle of cosmic unity. Nice-smelling herbs, natural oils, and incense are endowed with the power of stimulating the creative attitude and spiritual elevation. Due to these qualities, perfumes represent an important section of the rites and mystic rituals. The sweet perfume of rose, jasmine, saffron, sandalwood, basil, cedar, and patchouli have the same features. This perfume, just like the sweet taste, gives birth to erotic and spiritual feelings. Nice-smelling perfumes and natural oils are an essential part of tantric concepts and practices. They are used in order to elevate and spiritualize the heart and the mind of the human. They also have the capacity of creating a certain psychic protection. Using them and being fully aware of different kinds of smell nuances can contribute to creating a harmonious and understanding atmosphere in the house. Smell acts mainly upon instinctual centers, and thus it stimulates a lot of primary responses. One of the most important factors in the process of self-knowledge is the body odor, associated with different physical, emotional, and psychological states of the human. Each person has a specific odor which is particular and unique, though it changes all the time. It's as unique as the color of the eyes or the walking style. Body odor is connected to the day-to-day diet and the way of life of the person. For example, the one who eats regularly onions and garlic has this kind of smell in his or her mouth, sweat, and sexual secretions. In the same way, a person who eats meat, a vegetarian, a smoker, an alcoholic will each have their own particular smell. The smell is also affected by the person's spiritual level. The one of a woman changes in accordance to the period and the degree of sexual excitement. The same way the man presents odor changes according to his sexual excitement, his anger, his physical effort, or his abstinence. As a matter of fact, a very sensitive person can find out a lot of things about somebody just by smelling him or her. Ancient magic traditions all around the world have associated unpleasant smells with undeveloped inferior spirits and with the ones of demons. Such heavy and unpleasant smells attract, through the process of resonance, certain inferior entities from the astral worlds. Black magic rituals, for example, often use bad-smelling substances for their sacrifices. When the internal body and mind forces work together in harmony, there is a subtle and pleasant smell that comes out through the pores of the skin. Yogis and spiritual leaders always have a wonderful and nice-smelling aura that represents their level of spiritual progress. It is well known that a week after the death of the great spiritual master and yogi Swami Yogananda, which took place in America, his body was still emitting a wonderful and entrancing rose perfume. Everybody came to see that, and doctors couldn't find any explanation because they knew that usually a corpse starts decomposing very quickly and emits a bad odor. Oriental customs of adorning great masters and wise men with flower garlands is a way of recognizing their value and their spiritual strength. Many Oriental works on the art of eroticism classify different types of genitals after their shape, taste, or smell. In the Hindu texts, known as Anangaranga, the lotus woman is different because of her yoni, which is like the bud of a lotus flower, and its perfume is like the one of a lily. The art woman can be recognized through the sweet smell of her yoni, which is the same as the smell of honey. In the same way the rabbit man has got a sweet-tasting and smelling sperm, while the stallion man has got a salty goat-smelling sperm. Sexual excitement gives birth to all kinds of body odors. They can come through the mouth, the skin, and the genitals. It is true that the most special odor for a woman is her own. One of the methods of seduction used by medieval Europe courtesans was to use their own sexual secretions as perfume on the neck and behind the ears. Most emotional interactions between people take place at the subconscious level, and smelling plays a very important role in it. One of the great disadvantages of using birth control pills is that they stop the appearance of the odor of sexual secretions. Many of the well-known perfumes are based on certain animal extracts, famous for their special qualities. They're used in order to create a different tone, a dominant note, and there are many other minor scents that are used with it. Most of these basic ingredients come from the secretions of the sexual glands of those animals. For example, musk comes from a certain stag's gland. The same way, most of the floral perfumes come from the essence of those plants that corresponds to the animal's sexual secretions. The mysteries of the perfumed garden as ideal ambiance in lovemaking. In springtime, the round woman's hips are surrounded by natural silk, red as saffron. Filled with desire, they oil up their breasts with sandalwood oil, mixed with nice-smelling flowers, saffron and musk, says the Ritu Samhara. In all cultures, perfume and incense have always been connected to sexuality. A long time ago, science acknowledged that sexual instinct is stimulated by smell, both for people and animals. But you should know that animals have a lot sharper smell. A natural way of life leads to a substantial increase of your receptivity to various smells. You'll be able to experience subtle smells that you couldn't even imagine before. Sudden odor changes indicate emotional changes. Deep relaxation and the removal of inner tensions all change the odor, and you can see that on yourself. It's the sign that the temple of your body has turned into a real perfumed garden where the spirit experiences the joy and pleasure of living in harmony. Scientific analysis on aromatic substances has established the fact that there is a strong connection between the shape of the molecules that constitute them and the scent emitted by these substances. For example, camphor has round molecules, musk, discoid molecules, floral, also discoid but a little oval, mint has feather-like molecules, and alcohol cylindrical molecules. The nose's internal structure consists of the presence of certain cartilage, the nasal mucous membrane, the olfactory nerves, and cilia. The nasal secretions have a biochemical structure that looks very much like the one of the secretions of the pituitary gland, which we know governs the sexual activity as well as the metabolic functions. When we inhale an odor, the molecules of the substance act upon the nasal mucous membrane, upon the cilia, and upon the olfactory nerves. They also stimulate the olfactory center inside the brain. We can see that the smell has a lot of facets and mysteries. More than any other perfume, incense and nice-smelling herbal oils create and amplify certain states in people. They act on their feelings and stimulate the supersensitive faculties. Tantrics use these properties in their sexual rituals. They also prescribe different perfumes for different rituals. Before the sacred sexual union, the woman is adorned as the embodiment of the creative force, Shakti, or the energy filled with wisdom. Then her body is oiled up with different perfumed oils, just to worship her creative role and to elevate her psyche so that the woman can truly act like a goddess. In the sexual ritual known as the Ritual of the Five Essences, jasmine oil is dropped on the hands, patchouli or kiori oil on the neck and cheeks, amber and musk on the breasts, valerian on the hair, musk on the genitals, sandalwood oil on the thighs, and saffron oil on the rest of the legs. All these are used on women. The man will use sandalwood oil on his forehead, neck, chest, belly button, genitals, arms, thighs, hands, and feet. The Prophet Muhammad once said, quote, "Three things are very dear to me. They are women, fumes, and prayers," end quote. Arabs respect perfume very much, and they use it because they think it makes your mind sharper, your heart more open, and the genitals stronger. In ancient times, the spiritual meaning of perfume was well known by the Arabs, Greeks, Babylonians, and Egyptians. They used a lot of perfumed oils in their daily lives and also in the process of mummification. Lately, Westerners have started to give special attention to treating and making the human body beautiful by using the properties of vegetable and herbal oils. Natural essences are easy to find. Avoid synthetic perfumes as much as possible because their effect will never be quite the same as the one of natural oils. So get used to different essences and learn how to distinguish the superior qualities of smell from the inferior ones. Robert Tisserand's book, The Art of Aromatherapy, is a good manual for beginners. Make your own perfumes, experimenting with different combinations between date palm oil or sesame seed oil as a base oil and different essences, the ones you like. Here are some of the natural perfumes that can be used in tantric sexual rituals. Lotus, jasmine, rose, tobacco flower, patchouli, rosemary, lavender, saffron, amber, and sandalwood. Use perfumes as an extra sensual plus. They'd be applied either directly on your body or burnt like incense or mixed during massage or put in the water inside your room. Either way, they will help your body and mind harmonize. So use natural smells in order to enrich the atmosphere around you, to make it more pleasant and to stimulate the inner spirit. Those who adore Shiva with nice-smelling oleander or jasmine garlands will definitely be given the object of their desire, says the Kalika Purana. Yama and Niyama, the Hindu commandments. The truth that reflects the ultimate reality does not represent the exclusive possession of one group, one person, or one spiritual system. God revealed the supreme truth to certain human beings, who, in turn, transmitted them to humanity, orally or in the written form, according to the needs, temperament, level of consciousness and degree of development of mankind at that certain moment. The divine messengers, named saints, sages, prophets, or initiates, regardless of the geographic space or religion, have set forth certain rules, guiding principles, or commandments which, when respected, allow human beings to feel and manifest a universal harmony. Thus, in the West, there are the Ten Commandments, while in the East there are the Ten Rules of the Ethical and Moral Plan, Yama and Niyama in the Hindu tradition. Such guiding rules are characteristic to any spiritual path. It is not a coincidence that in each case there are 10 such commandments. nor that the inducement of these commandments is essentially identical, expressed only with a language specific to each civilization and tradition. This identity is based on the fact that behind these laws there is something unique and everlasting, God. In the Hindu tradition, we can distinguish two categories within these Ten Commandments. The first five commandments make up the moral plan, Yama in Hindu terminology, and the other five the ethical plan, or Niyama. These divine rules favor a specific state of resonance with the sublime energies in the macrocosmos and make the human being act in accordance with universal laws. In any spiritual tradition, there is an important note regarding the significance of reaching a state of harmony in one's individual life before moving on to more advanced techniques. Thus, before moving on, it is recommended for the novice to first observe the rules. In truth, when followed, these rules can spontaneously lead to states of ecstasy. However, these rules are respected also by other people besides those engaged in a spiritual quest. To a certain degree, each human being observes at least partially some of these rules. But the one who is consciously and actively trying to find his or her spiritual path should try to transform them into inner convictions, into life guidelines. Such an attempt requires total commitment, aspiration, perseverance, and courage. Consequently, the first and most important stage is represented by harmony in one's individual life, because this harmony is the foundation of the spiritual life. Regardless of the body's harmony and vitality, regardless of the number of techniques known and applied, the seeker will not meet much spiritual progress until his or her behavior becomes more refined. The moral code, or yama, implies five rules of behavior in order to reach a state of profound equilibrium with other beings. These five rules refer to the control of certain negative tendencies frequently met in human beings. These rules are mentioned in the secret Oriental Eastern treaties as follows: non-violence, truth, non-theft, sexual purity, and non-possessiveness. The personal code, or niyama, is based on the idea that external rules are sufficient for a truly deep transformation or change, and that the personality has to be restructured through a personal code involving five other rules. They refer to the perfect structure of our inner attitudes, emotions, and feelings. Consequently, they are rules of individual discipline, and allow the person who observes them to reach a state of equilibrium with one's own person and purpose in life. The secret treaties mention them as follows: austerity, individual study, contentment, physical and mental purity, and complete devotion towards God. It is important to understand that as long as we have not attained spiritual self-realization yet, we will not be able to observe perfectly these rules. However, it is also important to try to constantly observe them day by day. Making from these guidelines a truly daily practice, a living barometer of our presence and awareness in our actions, words, and thoughts, certainly improves our perspective on ourselves, as well as on what man can be, that is, a perfect, divine being. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: the state of compassion. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. The state of compassion. Let us begin. Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.